And hello everyone and welcome to our next PSC podcast. Today I'm joined by Hessam Marzouki, one of the senior managers in our power systems team in APAC. Welcome, Hessam.
Morning, Tina. Thanks for having me.
No worries. I believe you've just written a fantastic or co-written a fantastic book for us on the role of BESS in future power systems. What's it all about?
Yes, no, thanks for that, Tina, and thanks for the opportunity. Look, this ebook article we have written with some of my colleagues here in PSC is around the role and the importance of BESS or battery energy storage system in future power systems. As we all know, the power systems are changing dramatically. Nowadays, we have the higher penetration of intermittent resources, wind generation, solar generation in power systems, as we are moving towards decarbonization, as we are moving towards reducing the emission footprint in the world. And obviously, those powers are intermittent, as they may sound. We don't have control over sun exposure or wind speed. Mm-hmm. So there are many moments we have excess generation, and we need to store them so that we can use them when there is less generation from wind or solar. So the article, I would say that it is in two pieces. The first piece actually touches on the importance of the battery and also the technology enablement that has come through over the past decade or two. The battery has come a really long way. There are newer material, newer technologies, as well as newer inverter power electronic developments in place to let them operate. And that actually takes us, Tina, to the second part.
What's that all about?
Sure. So the second part is mainly on, as I mentioned, the power electronic advancement. There are two types of power electronics technologies employed for BESS. One is called grid following, which is what we generally have nowadays in the market, but they have been known as a limitation for power system stability, security, and it may not let us to integrate higher penetration of renewables because they suffer from some technical challenges that we discussed in the article. Mm-hmm. The second part mainly highlights the importance of grid-forming inverters, how they can enable inertia, how they can provide essential services for the power system stability, and helps the battery to be a technology enabler for wind and solar to be integrated at a higher volume to the power systems. So we go through all of those information. We discuss about grid forming inverters, the features they have, and also even the pilot projects implemented in the world and the lessons learned from them. We also try to have a very fair viewpoint about the topic, Tina. We discussed about the different types they have and each type of these grid forming inverters, what pros and cons they may have, what limitations they have, because at the end of the day, we should acknowledge that these technologies are definitely better than the previous generation, known as grid following, but they still have some limitations, which is exciting because it means that perhaps in the future, we may see even more advanced grid forming inverter coming into the market to address those limitations that today's grid forming inverter types may have.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you for that summary. I would encourage everyone who is interested in BESS to come to our website and view this ebook, www.pscconsulting.com. Thanks so much for your time, Hessam.
Thanks so much, Tina, for the opportunity.